Jeremiah chapter 10. Hear the word of the Lord that the Lord speaks to you, O house of Israel. This is what the Lord says. Do not learn the way of the nations, or be intrigued by the signs of heaven, for the nations are intrigued with them, for the religious customs of the peoples are worthless. One cuts a tree out of the forest, shaped by the hands of a craftsman with his tools. They decorate it with silver and with gold. They fasten it down with hammers and nails, so that it will not topple over. Their idols are like a scarecrow in a cucumber patch. They cannot speak. They need to be carried because they cannot even walk. Do not be afraid of them. They cannot do any harm, nor do they have the ability to do good. There is no one like you, O Lord. You are great, and your name is great in power. Who should not fear you, O King of the nations? This is what you deserve. For among all the wise men of the nations, and in all their kingdoms, there is no one like you. But they are both stupid and foolish. The instruction of wooden idols is worthless. They bring finely hammered silver for plating from Tarshish, and gold from Uphaz. The work of an artisan, the hands of a goldsmith, blue and purple for their clothing, they are all the work of a skilled craftsman. But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and everlasting King. The earth trembles at his wrath, and the nations cannot withstand his fury. This is what you should say to them. The gods who have not made the heavens and the earth, these will perish from the earth. And from under the heavens, the Lord made the earth by his power. He has established the world by his wisdom, and by his understanding he has stretched out the heavens. When his voice thunders, the rain roars from the heavens. He causes the clouds to ascend from the ends of the earth. He makes lightning in the rain, and brings the wind out of his storehouses. Everyone is ignorant and without knowledge. Every goldsmith is put to shame by his idols, for his image is bogus. There is no breath in them. They are worthless, a work of delusion. In the time of their punishment, they will perish. He who is the portion of Jacob is not like these. He is the creator of all things. Israel is the tribe of his inheritance. The Lord of hosts is his name. Gather your possessions in preparation for leaving the land, O you inhabitants under siege, for this is what the Lord says. Look, I will hurl out the inhabitants of the land at this time, and I will bring distress on them so they may feel it. Woe is me because of my injury. My wound is serious. But I said, truly this is a sickness, and I must bear it. My tent is destroyed, and all my tent cords are broken. My children are gone from me, never to be seen again. There is none to spread my tent any more, or to set up my tent curtains. For the shepherds are become stupid, and have not inquired of the Lord. Therefore they have not prospered, and all their flocks are scattered. Listen, the news is coming, and a great commotion out of the north country, to turn the cities of Judah into a wasteland, a lair of jackals. O Lord, I know that people do not control their own way. It is not in mortals who walk to determine their own steps. O Lord, correct me, but with justice, not in your anger, or you will reduce me to nothing. Pour out your wrath on the nations that do not know you, and on the peoples that do not call on your name. For they have devoured Jacob, and they have devoured and consumed him, and have laid waste his home. Jeremiah chapter 10.